The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came, so what was his own? And his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas! So it's the seventh day of the 12 days of Christmas. We are right in the midst of this wonderful season of Christmas, which unfortunately is only 12 days long. In this season, we celebrate the Incarnation, one of the two great mysteries of the Christian faith, that God came to dwell as one of us. The second mystery being, of course, the Paschal mystery, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, we get 6 weeks to celebrate the Paschal mystery in the season of Easter, but we only have these 12 days for Christmas. So let's spend them thinking about what it means that God came to dwell as one of us. I joked with my mother that this gospel reading is so beautiful that basically all I have to do is read it and then just mic drop. That's it. No sermon necessary. It's one of the most powerful pieces of scripture. We heard it just a couple weeks ago. If you came to the St. Cross Christmas pageant, which is very famous, and which I got to experience for the very first time this year, one of the most powerful moments for me was at the very beginning, when our narrator very carefully and slowly and beautifully read the beginning of this passage in a darkened church. And the character of Joseph carried our Paschal candle, the only light in the whole church, down the aisle as this passage was being read. It was so beautiful to see that figure of Joseph being so wonderfully and humbly portrayed, bearing the light of Christ into a darkened world. There is something about that image of a single flame in a darkened space that touches our heart like poetry. We see that feeble, flickering flame and the darkness that presses on every side of it. And yet that flame, so small as it is, pushes back the immensity of the darkness and makes space for light. This passage echoes the passage at the very beginning of the book of Genesis, the creation poem. So I wanted to put them, just a piece of them, side by side for you and listen for the way that John, the gospel writer, is drawing on that imagery. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And a wind swept from God over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that it was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. The light God called day, and the darkness God called night. And it was evening, and it was morning, the first day. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning, and through him all things came into being. And without him, not one thing came into being. And what came into being through him was life. And life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. We see this picture of this amazing light, so powerful to come forward from God at the beginning of creation. The light which at the outer stretches of the universe continues to travel on, echoing God's voice, "Let there be light." That same light, so small and feeble and humble, to contain all that power and glory of the universe that is God in a single human being. In this baby, Jesus, who was born in a humble, humble place, born into poverty, but born into great love. Just like our Paschal candle, which burns today, that one single flame pushes back the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You might think in hearing the passage that there's a mistake in the verb, because it says the light shines in the darkness, present tense, continues to shine, and the darkness did not, past tense, overcome it. But that's a faithful rendering of the original. The sense is that that same incarnational light in Jesus Christ continues to shine afresh for us in our hearts and in our lives. And yet, we also know that the battle has been won, that the darkness tried to snuff out that light and failed, that light burns strongly. In this season of Christmas, we can't escape the fact that there is darkness in this world. In our own lives and in the world around us, we struggle sometimes to see where that light is. We don't proclaim Christ pretending that everything is okay, but rather that the light and love of God gives us what we need. We trust that God is present somehow, even in the things that we don't understand. As we celebrate later this evening the turning of a new year, many of us will be reflecting on this year that has been and casting hope on the coming year. And as we do that, many of us will be saddened by the depth of pain that this year has brought to them. And yet, in the midst of this moment, we remember that Christ is indeed with us. Now, we don't usually celebrate New Year's Eve with a church service. We're just lucky this year because it happens to fall on a Sunday. But that's not the case in all places of the Anglican Communion. I've lived in two different places where New Year's Eve is a religious holiday as well, and people gather in the church to bring in the new year at midnight. The best New Year's Eve of my life was spent in Liberia, only 3 short years after the Civil War had ended. Some friends and I were visiting another friend in a very rural village in a place in Liberia that was known for its immense beauty. We were so excited to be there. And what we found was that there was a church service that we didn't know about. Now, this particular region of the country, it's hard to express just how much they had suffered, not only in the war, but after the war. The disease and poverty were very real with them. As we gathered in the church that evening, it was cold for Liberia, which is the same as cold for Hermosa Beach, about the low 60s. So we were all huddled together to keep warm in a church where the walls were completely pockmarked by bullet holes, and there was no roof at all. But that created a space in which we could look up and see the heavens. There was nothing that separated us and the most amazing starry night you can imagine. And in that darkened church, we sang and we prayed together as it got closer and closer to midnight. I was in the back, so I couldn't quite see. But then when it was midnight, a bell began to toll, a loud, deep, clanging bell, which it turned out was an empty propane tank, which makes a very good bell. And on the 12th ringing of the bell, everyone had brought candles to the service, their own candles from home. And the light began to spread out through the congregation, just like it does here on Christmas Eve as we sing Silent Night. And the church lit up with these candles. And the joy of the new year burst forth from that place. People spilled out into the streets. Imagine a church almost this size, just packed with people spilling out into this small town village even, singing and shouting and dancing and crying for joy with their candles. And people emptied out of their houses to see what was going on and then went and grabbed their candles and joined the party. And it was the biggest street party I had ever experienced on New Year's Eve. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Christ is born in our hearts. The light of God shines there brilliantly, and there is no depth of darkness in this world that can overcome it. Amen.